and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly roundup of all the best events happening in and around Oxford.
This week I'll be talking about comedy and competitions.
I'll be talking about futuristic Shakespeare and family-friendly art.
And I've got war, willows and a lot of waiting. But to start, we should just mention that we've got an Easter page up at the moment in time for Easter on Sunday. And on there are all the events that are coming up, along with some sort of quite weird facts about Easter that are quite interesting to have a look at. We've got some games on there. One of them's very addictive.
You might recognise the game from our Christmas game and also a previous Valentine's game. It's pretty similar.
It's similar, but we spent a lot of time looking for the images
themselves. We had a lot of fun.
We're quite proud of it, so give it a go. And there's also opening time for shops and what's going to be happening with the transport over Easter. So have a look at that. There's a link to it from our homepage, or you can go to dailyinfo.co.uk/Easter.
We normally start with our Oxford fact, though. Nat, have you got one for us this week?
Yeah, I do. Our fact, actually, it comes from a Oxford tour guide today. But just before, I wanted to mention that because there's a full moon coming up on Saturday, it's worth mentioning that, of course, as everyone knows, Oxford students are obliged to speak only in Latin on every third full moon. I don't know whether this is the third one, but
is it the
watch
third
out,
full moon of what? I don't know, when was the last time they had one?
Well, I'm not sure. So, best to check it out if you're an Oxford student, because then you'd need to brush up on your Latin, really, wouldn't you?
Well, presumably 28 days ago. We're talking about Leonardo.
Well, no, I mean the last one where they had to speak Latin. It was only every third one. Maybe it's the third one of the year. I don't know.
Well, check it out. I mean, my Latin's not very good. I do know that botley means swamp, though, so
botley means swamp in
Latin. Yeah, in Latin, yeah. But anyway, that's one Oxford fact you'll need to know this weekend. But also, the Martyrs' Memorial on St Giles is the spire to the underground cathedral that's there. So I've just been told by the tour guide that obviously we need to direct people to the St Giles entrance for the underground cathedral.
There?
No, I haven't either.
Well, you just go down the steps.
Just down the steps, yeah, down from the spire. But it's worth knowing for directing tourists, as you often have to do in Oxford. So there you go, that's our Oxford fact for April 1st.
Let's continue on with the events that are happening this week in Oxford, though. Emma, you went to Forbidden Planet this week at the New Theatre.
I did, and it was absolutely brilliant. It's on until the 4th of April, so if you do get a chance, you can catch it until Saturday.
We do have a review on Daily Info as well, if people want to read a bit more about that event happening at the New Theatre. We did chat about the event last week, so listen back if you want to find out a bit more about it. But that's what's on this week at the New Theatre.
And over the road at the Oxford Playhouse this week, I Believe in Unicorns starts today and is running until Saturday. This is a play based around Michael Morpurgo's book of the same name. It's been adapted by Daniel Jameson, who is the writer for the Theatre Alibi production company. So the story is about a boy called Thomas, who doesn't like reading books. He likes to go outdoors. But then he meets the unicorn lady in his library and discovers the magic of books. So it's going to look at stories from all the books that him and the unicorn lady find in the library. So it's an interesting play for kids, age 6 to 12 they recommend, and bring along your families, which is a nice way around of putting it. It's got a really great set as well. They've got like a big unicorn on stage that they've made, and they've covered it with text, which actually comes from a Hans Christian Andersen story, which is one of the stories that they find in the library. So that's quite nice. And there's going to be like puppetry and lots of sort of physical things going on. There's also kind of a deeper message, as you might say. There's allusions to World War II, and I think it'll be quite an interesting look at the sort of father-son relationship of the father wants him to go and be out, you know, doing lots of physical activities, but maybe he needs to accept the softer side of masculinity, but I don't know, maybe I'm reading too much into this. Anyway, Theatre Alibi production do lots of shows like this, kind of very creative storytelling kind of shows. They did Cabbage Heart back in 2012, which also had lots of puppetry and like drawing on stage and things. So this is really their kind of thing, so it should be really great. They've got live music on stage as well. They've got Eastern European sounding violin music and things being performed on stage. So a lot of effort's gone into this production, and it will be really good. It's on at the Oxford Playhouse today until Saturday, one for the Easter holidays, I think, I Believe in Unicorns.
Meanwhile, tomorrow night at the old fire station, you can see Johnny and the Baptists. For those who aren't familiar, they're a sort of musical comedy double act. Johnny Donohoe and Paddy Gerbers on vocals and guitar, respectively. And alongside sort of surrealism and whimsy, they do actually have quite a sort of political backbone.
They got in a bit of trouble, I think, with their last show.
Yeah, they did indeed. So the last tour was called the Stop UKIP Tour. Mm. And it hit headlines after Paul Nuttall branded it, in inverted commas, distasteful. So essentially, a whole load of UKIP members wrote to the Arts Council, they wrote to all the theatres at which it was playing to complain about it, and ticket sales doubled, and they had to add extra dates. And talking of tickets, there are actually £5 tickets available for anyone who's voting for the first time in this election. So if you're going to be aged between 18 and 23 on the 7th of May, you can ring the old fire station for reduced price seats. Now, I probably should confess an interest. Johnny and the Baptists used to be the house band for ACMS, so I have seen quite a lot of them over the last couple of years. But they are genuinely really incredibly talented, and they started cropping up on Radio 4 recently. So if you can, they're on at the old fire station tomorrow at 7:30.
And you're going along to this one as well, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
True fan.
As a sort of postscript, if you want to see more of Johnny Donohoe, he'll actually be at the North Wall in May performing with Every Brilliant Thing, which is some proper drama. It's heartbreaking and uplifting and just very good drama, really.
But we can't really get away with doing events this week and not mentioning Easter, because, of course, it's the Easter weekend. So we thought we'd each give you a bit of a roundup of our favourite Easter events that are going on this week. So what events have you chosen, Orla?
A couple of random ones. The first is at Wells Farm in Little Milton, and there's going to be activities for children aged 6 months and up. And so I think 6 months is pretty small, because at that age, all you can do is pretty about sit up or something. But apparently there are events for everyone. There's going to be a fire pit. Again, I'm not sure that's great for a six-month-old. Pond dipping and egg dyeing to tie in with Easter as well. So that should be nice and fun. It's from 10 till 12 on Saturday morning. That's going to be £2. And in Marsden, I don't know if you ever knew, but apparently there is a horse competition ground in Marsden.
Really?
Where people go horse riding and do jumps and stuff. I don't know where it really fits. But there's going to be a horse show on Sunday from 10 a.m, Easter Sunday, in Marsden at the Charwell Competition Centre on Mill Lane. And there's going to be competitions for all different age brackets all through the day, and fantasy dress competition and a whole lot of other stuff going on as well. So you can just go along and watch some nice horses, I guess. It's an interesting Easter Sunday event.
And for some more family-friendly events, there's going to be an Easter egg hunt at the Fairy Tale Farm in Chipping Norton. And between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. on the 3rd to 6th of April, you can meet a giant storytelling rabbit. You know, that traditional symbol of Easter. And if the weekend's a washout, you can always go egg hunting indoors. The Pitt Rivers Museum have an extraordinary eggventure trail running during opening hours up until the 12th of April.
Eggventure is really a bit tenuous as a pun, isn't it?
I think egg puns like around Easter, they're just great. I love them.
They're not a yolk. Can I replace my pun with they're cracking?
On Friday, it's the Bring and Sing Mozart Requiem at St Giles Church. This is put on by Jazz at St Giles. Go along if you want to sing in the concert at 4:30 for the rehearsal, or you can go along at 7 just to watch. So up to you, but I mean, the idea is to get involved, so I'd go along for the rehearsal. It does cost £10 if you want to be involved, but that includes the scores for the music and some tea while you're there, and then some wine and nibbles later on, so it's worth the money. And then if you want to just come along and watch, you can come at 7 p.m. and that costs £5. Then on Easter Sunday, there's some outdoor fun going on at the Earth Trust in Abingdon. So let's hope that the weather is nice on Sunday for all these sort of outdoor Easter egg hunt type things. It's £4 per child, but the accompanying adults are free. So that's nice.
Do they get to hunt for the eggs, though?
Well, I'm not sure. You would hope so.
I'll pay entry.
Yeah, there is an Easter egg hunt, and then egg painting again, and then you can roll the eggs down the hills, because the Earth Trust own that those big hills in Abingdon, so you can roll them down. Maybe that's what you could do with your under 6-month-olds as well.
Roll the tiles down the hill.
Roll them down the hill. They might love it. I don't know. Anyway, that's 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Easter Sunday in Abingdon. And lastly, this isn't really an event, but if you're looking for some last-minute chocolate-buying places, then we've got a list of them in Oxford on our Shopping in Oxford page. There's Chocology in the Oxford Covered Market, which is really nice and has some really sort of swanky posh chocolates in there, if that's what you're after. Coco Noir on Headington, which is all handmade, very lovely. Hotel Chocolat on the High Street. Sweet Chocolate in the Covered Market. And then, of course, there's a couple of Thorntons around the centre as well. So if you are looking for somewhere to buy your Easter chocolates, then you can look on our Shopping in Oxford page.
There's actually quite a lot of chocolate shops for one city, I think.
And good ones as well.
For more Easter events, though, and there are many, many more, do have a look at our Easter page at dailyinfo.co.uk/Easter.
You can find out any other kind of just normal events that are going on our What's On page.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford or on Facebook as Daily Info Oxford.
But now on to the next event, and there are a couple of exhibits going on at the Story Museum that Emma's quite excited about.
Yeah, because they are genuinely quite exciting. So the Story Museum has two new exhibitions, which opened on Tuesday. So one, entitled Draw Me a Story, is a collection of children's illustrations, by which I mean illustrations for children, not sort of children's drawings. It's a brilliant exhibition. I think we sent a reviewer along, and there's one up on our website. But the exhibition that I'm talking about today is called Time for Bed. And it's not so much an exhibition as a sort of immersive installation. For those of you that went along to the 26 Characters exhibition, you might know that they had that sort of spectacular Narnia moment, as the staff refer to it. So this installation is, I don't really want to say too much about it, because it is such an amazing feeling to walk into the room. What I can say, though, is that it's inspired by Helen Cooper's Time for Bed. It involves literally tens of dressing gowns and an enormous blanket fort. It's really not something to be missed. And as with Draw Me a Story, there's a real concerted effort to make it accessible, not just to all ages, but also to children who might have some sort of disability. So that the installation includes a sort of sensory wall for those who might be hard of eyesight. So both exhibitions are now open and can be visited during the museum's opening hours, which for the rest of April will be Tuesday to Saturday, 10 till 5, and 11 till 4 on Sundays.
I've actually got a couple more exhibitions and a couple of accompanying workshops as well. It's kind of in the spring theme of spring cleaning and recycling. At the old fire station this Saturday, there's going to be a one-day workshop where you can learn the basics of low-tech weaving, and you can reuse old items of clothing and make something new. So you need to bring along a picture frame, roughly 50 centimetres by 40 centimetres, scissors, a ruler, a pencil and a felt tip, and at least two items of unwanted clothing, and you'll be able to make something new with your old unwanted stuff.
Ooh.
And it's part of a wider refashioned exhibition, which is on at the old fire station at the moment, where you can see the work of three artists who use garments and textiles in their work. But there's more information about that on the old fire station website. But similarly, at the town hall, there is an exhibition running till the 25th of April. This is organised by Ovada, and it's called Create, Destroy, Remake, so recycling again. And there are some workshops going along with this as well. So every Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday, between now and the end of the exhibition, the 25th of April, there are going to be workshops between 11 a.m. and 4:30, and they're all free. And they're workshops involving drawing, printing and collage. And the exhibition will be changing and growing as new work is added to it over the course of the time as well. So it might be interesting to go now, go to one of the workshops, and then go and see it again at the end as well. But yeah, that's free at the Town Hall until the 25th of April. And Refashioned is at the OFS with a workshop on Saturday.
I have something slightly outside of Oxford. Wind in the Willows is at the Beacon in Wantage on Saturday at 3 p.m. You can get tickets from Tickets Oxford. It's been put on by Tailgate Theatre, who do lots of pantomimes. I think they do a pantomime each year, so that kind of stuff. Lots of big costumes and all these kind of things. And they've got loads of 5-star reviews for their production, so I think they've probably done a really good job on this one. As many people know, Wind in the Willows is the story of Mole and Ratty, and later on Badger, who need to go on an adventure to save Mr. Toad and Toad Hall from the evil weasels. Well, they're not evil, but the antagonistic...
Misunderstood.
...weasels who come along. It's based on Kenneth Graham's 1908 book depicting pastoral England. And I think the show it's aimed at kids, but it's good for adults as well. You can get some of the subtle humour maybe, and the kids can enjoy the story of the animals.
I was at Creation Theatre's Wind in the Willows at Christmas, and that was definitely for all the family. There were a lot of knowing jokes, maybe almost too much so, but that was really good fun. It might be nice to see how it compares.
Yeah. Also, did you know that I didn't realise how influential this book has been, actually. I mean, they do a lot of theatre productions of it all around the country all the time, but did you know that Pink Floyd's first album was named after Chapter 7 of Wind in the Willows? I didn't know that. Yeah. And loads of other, like, sort of heavy metal songs have been influenced by it. It's really, really strange. But anyway, it's gone off on a tangent a little bit. This is Wind in the Willows on Saturday at the Beacon in Wantage at 3 p.m. and it costs £5.
And from pastoral England to a fight. This Saturday, the 4th of April, will be the 7th International Pillow Fight Day, with literally hundreds of fights happening all around the globe. So in Oxford, the mass pillow fight will be happening from 3 p.m. under the Bridge of Sighs, and there are a couple of rules that need to be observed. So number one, bring your own pillow. Number two, no feather pillows. And number three, I'm afraid, no glasses. I think they might have had an issue last year.
On your face or on your hand?
On your face. Oh. So contact or see the world blurry, I guess.
But you can bring a drink. That's good to know.
Yeah, BYOB, BYOP. So last year's event was brilliant. And on Facebook, this one has about 150 people planning to attend.
That's not bad.
So, you know, moderate size. The fight will be started with a klaxon at 3 p.m. sharp. So don't arrive late, basically. And there will be a donation box for discarded pillows. So if you want to come along, bring a pillow. You don't necessarily have to carry it around for the rest of the day. And it'll probably go to a good cause.
I think they go to homeless charities locally.
Yeah.
And it will go to a good cause. So that's 3 p.m. this Saturday at the Bridge of Sighs.
Sounds quite therapeutic. It's a good time of the year as well, like for all the students who are just peaking their kind of stress levels. Come out and have a pillow fight.
It's sort of equal parts therapeutic, and you have to work out which strangers you're comfortable with hitting with a pillow.
That's true, yeah.
There's an etiquette to it, and you can see some people wanting to get involved, but not quite.
A bit like bumper cars or something.
Yeah. I went to Brighton the other weekend, and there was a single man on the bumper car.
Oh, no.
It was beautiful.
That's classic. Well, to some more comedy now at Chipping Norton Theatre. On Monday, Kevin Bridges is in town. He's going to be performing his Work in Progress show before the start of his new massive tour that's starting at the end of the month. So you get a chance to hear the jokes first and for a tenner less than the main tour, which is pretty cool. Tickets are £18.50, including a booking fee. Now, people will probably know Kevin Bridges from, or where I first came across him anyway, was with his TV show, Kevin Bridges, What's the Story? In his very thick Scottish accent, where he was travelling around meeting some of his favourite comics and inspirations, and you also saw him doing some of his stand-up. After that, he then went on tour with The Story Continues back in 2012, which sold out, I think, in record time. It was ridiculously popular. And now he's back with A Whole Different Story, which is the name of the show. But he'll be performing most of the show, but kind of sort of figuring out which jokes work and which don't, at Chipping Norton on Monday at 7:45. There's going to be special guest support, which is yet to be announced. And that's on Easter Monday in Chippy.
I always really like going to the Work in Progress, because I always think that I'm, like, going to be influencing the show. You know, then when you see the actual one, you're like, that joke is in because I laughed. That's what I like to think about them anyway. Anyway, to finish off, some more theatre from me. I've had a lot of theatre this week. I feel like I'm trying to become an ace, maybe. I don't know. This is Waiting for Stanley at the BT on Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday is actually already sold out, though, so get your tickets quickly for next Wednesday's performance. It's the story of a wife in 1945 who's waiting at the train station for her husband to return from the war, but actually when the train arrives, he never gets off of it. So the whole show is pretty much just this one woman going through in her head what might have happened to him, and then it kind of takes you through her life during the war and then women's lives more generally. There's parts about the rations books and women working in the arms factories, raising children without a father. So exploring all of these serious issues, but in a very comedic way. It's got some very British physical comedy in it, and it's a very funny show. And I think props to the actor as well, who basically has to carry the show and keep the interest of the audience the whole time. And she doesn't actually speak for like the first 15 minutes or something. It's just like mime and puppetry and things. So that's a really sort of tough gig. It's recommended for age 14 plus. It was in Edinburgh earlier this year, so it's already getting good reviews. The company is Finger in the Pie Theatre, who say on their website, "We delight in strong narratives, grotesque characters and heartfelt emotions. Our shows have a wry, pitch-black humour." And they go on to be even darker than that. So it's going to be that kind of humour with some sort of physical comedy thrown in as well. So this is Waiting for Stanley at the BT Studio on Tuesday and Wednesday, 7:30 p.m, and it's £10 or £8 concessions.
That's it for the podcast this week, but you can subscribe to the Oxcast on iTunes to make sure that next Wednesday you'll get it straight away.
Remember to check our Easter page for opening times and changes to travel plans.
And our awesome game.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, or find us on Facebook by searching Daily Info Oxford.